time standing nearly still in a California town. Squint your eyes in Julian, California, and it's easy to imagine this western town as it was in the 19th century. Historic wood-sided buildings with metal awnings abound in this quaint town tucked into the rolling hills of San Diego County's far reaches. In fact, it's a living history town, with a walking tour map that includes plenty of reminders of simpler days. Encompassing just 7.8 square miles, Julian sprang up as a small gold mining town for a short time in the late 1800s. In 1873, a settler named James Madison had the foresight to plant apple trees around the town, due to the area's 4,000-foot elevation and temperate climate. Gold mining boomed down around 1900, but high yields of apples put Julian on the map as an apple town. Soon, it was regionally famous for its bakeries, which sold apple pies. Delicious roots. On the walking tour are plenty of false front-style buildings with the business names lettered above the awnings. The popular false front style was established in the 19th century West and is indicated by a two-story vertical facade that conceals a gabled roof. Some of the old stores on the tour, like the Wilcox Building, sport historical markers. The Wilcox Building, crafted in 1872 of hand-hewn beam logs from nearby Vulcan Mountains, has been a general mercantile store, post office, stagecoach stop, and telephone exchange. Today, a shop selling locally made goat milk soaps and lotions occupies the building. However, most enticing for history lovers is the Julian Pioneer Museum and Santa Isabel School. They are both located just around the corner from Main Street's historic town hall. Originally built in 1890 as a smithy, or blacksmith shop, the woodshake siding, barn-style Pioneer Museum houses countless artifacts from life in the 19th and early 20th centuries. Just next door is a one-room schoolhouse that was constructed in 1888. It's the last one that still stands in the 4,206-square-mile county. The school's official name was Santa Isabel, named for the valley in which Julian sits. Locals and regular tourists know it as the Witch Creek School, because of the creek beside its original location, 10 miles away, before it was moved to its current location in 1969. The 1st through 8th grade, one-teacher school operated until 1954 and eventually became a library. Today, it houses the Julian Historical Society. Perched on a hill on Julian's 4th Street, the school has more impressive architecture than that of the simple and practical false front buildings dominating the town. Its main feature is a weathervane-topped bell tower with slender columns. An arched entryway, adorned with a capstone, is held up by square columns with Tuscan capitals. An octagon-shaped room is another distinct feature. Inside the building is a working wall clock that is the same age as the building. Student desks are lined up in rows. A teacher's desk, globe, and chalkboards provide a realistic presentation of a one-room schoolhouse setting. The town is 60 miles from San Diego, and the drive-through parts of the Cleveland National Forest and Cuyamaca State Park provides vast views of mostly uninhabited desert-like and rugged mountainous terrain, before the road levels out somewhat and leads to the charming, off-the-beaten-path historic town. In the fall, many apples varieties grown in long-established orchards and upwards of 10,000 apple pies are sold to visitors. In addition, anyone who's with historical sensibilities won't be disappointed in Julian. What arts and culture topics would you like us to cover? Please email ideas or feedback to features@epictimes.nyc.